Let's talk some Colorado football with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at @Rivals_Singer. He's a reporter for the CU Sports Nation, part of the Rivals Network. It is Mike Singer. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mike, can I ask you, first of all, there's a kind of a story that's breaking right now on Sports Illustrated about Colorado and issues revolving around, what is it, Coach Joe Tumpkin. Can you kind of get us updated on what's going on? I mean, it's another coaching abuse story here.
Yeah, you know, I was actually skimming through that story and haven't had a good chance to really review it. But, I mean, right now, I mean, I feel like the Colorado community is just shocked. I mean, this news came out just as allegations a few weeks ago, but all of the details that came out in that SI article were really shocking.
Does it appear like there could be pressure on the university to move on from Mike McIntyre? Does it appear that serious?
I mean, that's pretty early to start talking about that. I know, you know, Coach Mack's obviously done a really great job turning around that program. But as far as, you know, Colorado moving on from Coach Mack, I think that talk is really premature.
Well, so it sounds like Colorado's recruiting class this year was highlighted by a guy named Jake Moretti, a big offensive tackle who was once, was he committed to Ohio State? I mean, how big of a prospect was this guy?
Yeah, definitely a big-time prospect. You know, one time an Ohio State commit. He's an in-state prospect as well for Colorado, so it's very big for them to keep the top talent in the state with them. You know, definitely like him. I feel like he's a cornerstone of the class as a high school prospect. They got a couple of JC guys that I really like as well, but you know, he was definitely a good one for Colorado to get.
Looking at the rest of this class in Colorado, I mean, depending on the recruiting site you looked at, and obviously you're working for Rivals, for the most part, they were around 5-6 in the Pac-12 with that ranking. I mean, that's a huge jump. They've been 12 for a lot of seasons. I mean, they had the worst-ranked recruiting classes a lot of years in the Pac-12. Is this just a result of what they did this season, or did it feel like there was momentum in recruiting building before that?
Yeah, it, absolutely. The momentum was during the summer. They picked up a really big bulk of their class. Ended up signing, I think it was around 70% of their the 27 signees they had committed to Colorado before the start of the football season. You know, Colorado really sold the rise that they were on this rebuild, and then on the field that came to fruition. I mean, they had a great 2016 season. They ended the season with two losses. Their defensive coordinator leaves to Oregon. They lose both of their secondary coaches. And they still retained a big part of the class after all of that happened. They kept an Under Armour All-American offensive lineman named Grant Pauley, who was looking around. He ended up sticking with Colorado, a four-star wide receiver, and Katie Nixon, who I think is just an electric athlete. He ended up sticking with Colorado, even though other schools were looking at him. Just a number of these guys ended up sticking with Colorado, which was really big as, you know, they needed those guys.
Well, going from worst to first is pretty rare, and I don't think it's ever happened in the Pac-12 South, especially. Colorado did have an undeniably good team in 2016, but for 2017, aside from these recruits, what does the team overall look like now without Seth Olufau, without some of these nice offensive and defensive players? What's the ceiling for Colorado next year?
I would say that a bowl game's a safe assumption for sure. They're bringing back a lot of talent. I think Montez is a good-looking quarterback, is a guy that will probably start. Bringing back the starting running back. I mean, a lot of talent at wide receiver. So I feel like the offense shouldn't miss a beat other than Cepho leaving. But a lot of talent around. It'll just be very interesting to see how new defensive coordinator DJ Elliott can work with what he has, because they did lose a lot of talent on defense in the secondary and on the defensive line.
How big of a loss is Jim Levitt, the defensive coordinator?
I mean, we'll just have to see. How much of it, you know, was Jim? I mean, we'll see when DJ comes in and, you know, what he can do there. And we'll also see how Jim does at Oregon. I think that will be interesting to watch in the Pac-12.
Colorado was a good team last year, but in years past, they were clearly not giving the effort. They weren't a tough enough football team. What changed last year, in your opinion, with the Buffs?
I mean, putting the right players on the field. I mean, I'm a recruiting guy, so I'm all about looking at the Jimmies and the Joes, right? Rather than the X's and the O's. So I think they recruited the right guys. Coach Mack had a system in place for finding those guys, and then once they did get to Colorado, I mean, they coached them up well. I think they got a great coaching staff led by Coach McIntyre. And, whatever they're really selling those kids on, it's been working out.
You can find him on Twitter at @Rivals_Singer. Catch him at CU Sports Nation, part of the Rivals Network for Colorado. Mike Singer, great stuff, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys, take care.